Theoretical recap. Git is a distributed version control system that tracks changes in your files over time. Think of it as a detailed logbook for your project. Every meaningful change is recorded, labeled, and reversible. The core mental model is simple. A Git repository is a folder that Git is actively watching. Inside that repository, your work goes through three stages: the working directory, where you edit files, the staging area, where you prepare changes to be saved, and the commit history, the permanent record of saved snapshots. A commit is a snapshot of your staged changes at a given moment. Each commit has a unique identifier, a hash, an author, a timestamp, and a message describing what changed. A good commit message is short, specific, and written in the imperative. Add index.html structure rather than stuff done or update. Common mistakes at this stage: forgetting to run Git init before trying to commit, staging nothing before committing, which results in an error, or writing vague commit messages that make the history unreadable. Also, be aware that Git init creates a hidden .git folder. Do not delete or modify it manually. Mini example: you create a folder called My Project, run Git init inside it, create a file called index.html, run git add index.html, then git commit m add initial index.html file.git now has a permanent record of that file at that moment. Workshop brief. In this workshop, you will apply what you learned in the Introduction to Git and Versioning lesson and the Git Installation Lab. The goal is to move from theory to practice by creating your first local Git repository from scratch, making real file changes, and producing a clean, readable commit history. This is not a guided tutorial. You are expected to recall the commands, make decisions, and reflect on what you are doing at each step. Start by creating a new project folder on your machine. Give it a meaningful name that reflects a simple project, such as a personal profile page or a placeholder website. Once your folder exists, initialize it as a Git repository and verify that Git is correctly tracking it. Open the folder in versus code, which you already have installed and configured from previous workshops. Inside your repository, create at least three files: an index.html file with a basic valid HTML structure, a style.css file with at least a few style rules applied to the HTML, and a readme.md file that briefly describes what the project is. Do not dump everything into a single commit. Instead, think about what constitutes a logical unit of work and stage and commit your changes in at least three separate commits. Each commit must have a clear, descriptive message. Your commit history should tell a readable story of how the project was built step by step. After your three commits, make one additional deliberate modification to any file. For example, update the title in index.html or change a color in style.css. Stage only that change and commit it with an appropriate message. Then use the appropriate git command to inspect your full commit history and verify that all four commits are correctly recorded with their messages and timestamps. Finally, take a moment to reflect. Open your terminal and run the command that shows the current state of your repository. Make sure there are no untracked or uncommitted changes remaining. Your working directory should be clean before you submit. If it is not, either commit the remaining changes or understand clearly why you are choosing not to. This workshop is designed to be completed in approximately 2 hours. You must submit your solution before the deadline expires. Submission instructions are provided in the platform. Do not wait until the last moment. Git history is timestamped and will be reviewed. You are fully allowed to consult your previous course materials, your notes from the Git Installation Lab, and any internet resources you find useful, official Git documentation, cheat sheets, etc. You may work alone or ask for help, but make sure you understand every command you run. The goal is not just to produce a result, but to build confidence and clarity with the Git workflow you will use every single day as a developer.